AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Britain's Queen Elizabeth II has died. She was 96 years old. Karen Shamas in London.
Just months ago, a military band paraded down London's streets to celebrate the Queen's 70 years on the throne. Elizabeth, who was Britain's longest reigning monarch, was born on April the 21st, 1926, and was seen as a stable and constant symbol for the nation. As a person, she was known to her family for her sweet temperament. In an interview with NBC just a few months ago, her grandson, Prince Harry, Duke of Sussex, spoke of her fondly.
It's really her sense of humour and her ability to see the humour in so many different things.
Royal historian Robert Lacey told the AP that Britain's Queen Elizabeth II's success can be attributed to her modesty.
She's always seen herself as part of a system. She's never got too big for her boots.
Elizabeth reigned on the throne from February the 6th, 1952, for over 70 years. She oversaw a Britain that rebuilt from war and lost its empire, joined the European Union, and then left it. I'm Karen Chamas.
In other news, state senators in South Carolina in a special session have rejected a bill that would ban almost all abortions. Republicans had a majority of votes to pass it, but one of them threatened to filibuster. Joined by three Republican women senators and a fifth GOP colleague, as well as all the chamber's Democrats. Meanwhile, Michigan's Supreme Court has ruled that a measure that would place the right to an abortion in the state constitution can appear on ballots in November. On the economy, Fed Chair Jerome Powell said this to the Cato Institute about interest rate hikes aimed at taming inflation.
History cautions strongly against prematurely loosening policy.
The European Central Bank hiked its rates 0.75 point today, the most ever. And mortgage rates are up again this week. Freddie Mac reports 5.89% for a 30-year. This is AP News. The Justice Department is appealing a Florida judge's ruling over the record seized from Donald Trump's estate.
The Trump-appointed judge had granted the Trump legal team's request for a so-called special master, an independent arbiter, to review the records. The Justice Department's taking that ruling to a federal appeals panel and is also asking the judge to put on hold her decision banning it from using the records for investigative purposes. The order will likely slow the probe into the classified documents taken from Mar-a-Lago. Law enforcement officials say the directive would cause irreparable harm, noting uncertainty about the order had led the intelligence community to temporarily stop a damage assessment of the records. Sagar Magani, Washington.
And in New York, Trump ally Steve Bannon pleaded not guilty to money laundering, conspiracy, and fraud charges related to the We Build the Wall campaign. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.